cities might get less money to fix their water systems. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Advocates for clean water are concerned about proposed congressional spending cuts. The program that helps communities afford expensive water and sewer projects is expected to be cut in half. Julie Grant reports many local governments won't be able to afford them.
When Ernie Runyons took the job as maintenance manager at the Senior Citizens Housing Center in Louisville, New York, he didn't realize how much time he'd be spending in this small room, the water room. It's filled with water tanks and filters. Runyon says the equipment cost about $25,000, and the price tag keeps rising.
It's in terrible shape. It keeps falling apart. Every time we fix it, it's $5,000, $3,000. And this guy does, this place here is right in the hole now because of that.
We fill a bucket with the nursing home's water before it's gone through the extensive filtering. It smells bad, like eggs and iron. It's got a blackish tint, and it's got black particles floating in it. Runyon says even after the filtering, the elderly residents don't want to drink it. It's high in sodium, which can be bad for their health. And it smells like chlorine, which Runyon's uses to kill bacteria.
And they complain that they might say, well, the chlorine is making me itch. All the extra chlorine I got red blotches on my body, and my doctor says it's the chlorine from the building.
Town leaders say that until a few years ago, everyone used well water, and most people had some kind of problem with it. Nearly half the wells tested had coliform bacteria contamination. Some suspected sewage was seeping into the wells. Residents wanted to build a municipal water system so they didn't have to rely on well water, but that's a multi-million dollar endeavor. Cities all over the country have problems like this. Andy Buxbaum is a director at the National Wildlife Federation in Ann Arbor. He says water and sewer districts make some money by charging for their services.
But the level of spending that's needed here to improve sewage infrastructure is so great that individuals and businesses in these municipalities can't possibly shoulder the burden themselves.
The biggest federal assistance comes from what's called the State Revolving Loan Fund. It gives money to states to provide zero or low-interest loans to local governments for water and sewer projects. There's stiff competition to get assistance. Michigan had requests for 51 drinking water projects in the coming year. 8 of those projects have been offered funding. The State Revolving Loan Fund also helps communities with wastewater projects. When there's a big storm, many older sewer systems can't handle all the water, so raw sewage overflows and can wash up on beaches around the Great Lakes. Detroit has a lot of sewage overflows. The Water and Sewer Department proposed a plan to modernize the sewers, but the city worried residents couldn't afford it, so the plan was scaled back. Buxbaum says the need to upgrade and build new sewers is growing, but Congress has proposed cutting the state revolving loan program in half.
The last significant investment that was made in this country was over 40 years ago, and sewage pipes just don't last that long. Therefore, we've got to invest more in sewage capacity. Instead, we're investing less and a lot less. And what that slash means is that we're going to see literally hundreds of billions of gallons of raw and untreated sewage spilling into our lakes and streams.
Some water industry experts say funding for sewer and drinking water projects got a big boost under the 2009 federal stimulus package. The cuts proposed now in Congress would reduce the state revolving loan fund back to pre-stimulus levels. But they say even at the highest investment, there wasn't near enough money to meet community needs. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.
And that's the Environment Report for today. I'm Rebecca Williams.